On this Thanksgiving Day, at least 60,000 Oregon job seekers will be without work, and around the world, one in four people do not have enough to eat today, and one in eight is on the brink of death from starvation. Now, these are the somber realities that prompted reflection today on that timeless poetic statement of the human condition, the Old Testament of Job. It is the story of a wealthy man who lost his wealth, his family, his whole world, and then came within the very skin of his teeth of losing his own faith. It's a universal statement. This is why we read it. This is probably why one of the better contemporary playwrights, Archibald MacLeish, updated the theme of Job in his smash Broadway hit play entitled J.B. J.B. is a modern drama, and in it the character of Job is recast in the form of a wealthy banker industrialist who is identified in the play only by his initials, J.B. Now, the opening scene of the play shows J.B.'s family around a dinner table about to begin their annual Thanksgiving Day feast. They all bow their heads, and J.B. offers a short blessing. Our Father who art in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. And the five children all quickly chime in, Amen. But J.B.'s wife, Sarah, is not satisfied with J.B.'s brief table grace. To her, it seems simply too quick and too glib. And so she halts the children from their eating and asks them if they really know what day it is. And the children, with their eyes still riveted on the food, one after the other says, Turkey Day, Cranberry Day, Succotash Day, when we can have white and giblets to bite and two kinds of pie and squash in your eye. But Sarah, the mother, pursues them and finally gets one of the children to say quietly and seriously, Today is Thanksgiving, the day that we give thanks to God. And then Sarah asks the children if they have really thanked God, really thanked him. And J.B., who is now getting very hungry, interrupts and says, Sweet Sarah, children know the grace of God better than most of us. They see the world the way the morning brings it back to them, new and fresh and wonderful. And then he adds, Never have I doubted that God was on my side, that God was good to me. So eat your dinner, darling. We love our life because it's good. We love our life because it's good. Now, standing on the sidelines of the stage is a Mr. Zeus and a Mr. Norman, who are reading the parts of God and the devil, just as in the original story of Job. And Mr. Zeus, who plays God, says, looking at J.B., that's our pigeon, that's Job. He has the wealth, the wife, the children, and a beautiful position in this world. And Mr. Norman, who plays the devil, scornfully says, a rich man's piety stinks. It's insufferable. You know what talks when that man's talking? All that gravy on his plate, his cash, his pretty wife, his children, take away the lot of them, and he'll sing another song to different music. And so it happens. JB's oldest boy is killed in military service. A son and daughter are killed in an automobile accident. The youngest daughter is molested and killed by a psychopath. The remaining daughter is taken in an explosion of his own factory, which also puts him out of business. And finally, in despair, his wife Sarah turns against him and leaves. JB, just like Job of the Old Testament, sinks to the absolute bottom. And in the next scene, he is seen sitting on an ash heap. His skin is darkened, his clothes are in rags, and he's saying, I cry out of wrong, but I am not heard. I cry aloud, but there is no judgment. He has ascended or descended now to the depths of abnegation. This JB, or Job, is familiar to each of us this year on Thanksgiving Day. Our generation in the past year has felt the stab of Job's question more than most generations before us. Ours is a generation in which human suffering has seemed more brutal and senseless than in any other time. The question is, when there is no gravy on our plate, is there still going to be gratitude? If today you are fortunate enough to be a husband and father and have a well-paying job, and you can provide your family with a good living, it is not that difficult to express trust in God and to have gratitude today for your blessings. But what if, some morning you awaken, and just like JB, your job is no more? Maybe automation has replaced you, or maybe the business recession has simply taken it away. It can happen today, overnight, to anyone. And when it does, you cry out, why did God let it happen to me? And like Job of old, your dances turn to dirges, and your lyrics turn to laments. When things are going great, it's easy to be thankful to God. But what about the interludes of ebb tide? The calamities that seem like divine travesties upon our humanity. And some of you here this morning know what I'm talking about. Some of you know what it means to have the gravy gone. And the story of JB and the story of Job was or is no longer just a theory, but at one time in your life it was present and it was personal. I shall never forget when the gravy was wiped clean from my plate. In 1966, I was placed in the hospital for the first time in my life, 3 days before Thanksgiving, suffering from a physical breakdown due to exhaustion. And after many tests, those 3 days, the afternoon before Thanksgiving, 16 years ago, I was told that I had a critical, severe case of hypoglycemia, and that for the rest of my life, I would never again receive back my accustomed energy. I was also warned that I would have to see a doctor every second day for the next 2 months because I would be thrown into a period of suicidal depression, and that probably it would take about 2 years to recover. The diagnosis was correct, except it was worse. In reality, what they forgot was my own life pattern. I was an art teacher, an artist, but I could no longer stand any bright colors because there was no energy to respond to color. I loved music and taught music appreciation, but I could not stand music because music takes energy to respond to its beauty. I was a pastor, but I had to resign from the parish because I could not be with people, because it takes energy to respond to their needs. The entire bottom had fallen out, and I had to begin life all over again to learn how to live moment by moment. But that is the point. It is precisely here that Job and JB, or any one of us, learns once more the true basis of gratitude. It's a far cry from the wealthy JB who says, we love our life because it's good to us. That's one kind of an approach to gratitude. But it is not until the gravy of their lives or our lives is wiped away that they or we are able to see the true beauty and meaning of life and our true relationship to the Lord day by day and moment by moment. It's only when they and we are stripped bare to our very heart of the soul that we begin to see the real basis of gratitude to the living God. And that's where it's always found. Gratitude is never found in the gravy. Gratitude is only found when the plate has been cleaned off and there's nothing left. As the itinerant preacher says in The Grapes of Wrath, maybe the good Lord takes things away from us sometimes just to get our attention. And then in one of the most famous lines of the play, J.B., it is Mr. Zeus playing the part of God who says, it's from the ash heap that God is seen always, always from the ashes. Or the other line, I have fallen to the depths of human emotion, but I have found the bottom to be very sound. It's true. At one time or another, each of us is pillaged by life, and trouble and hardship beat us down, and we think that when we are the strongest, something comes along to wreck our dreams. And sometimes we are left helpless, tossed to and fro, like ebb tide. But it's at that point, for Job and JB and for us, that in our living faith we discover a new compass that we never realized was so beautiful. And we are strengthened and not crushed. And faith is reborn. And that's why today we celebrate with gratitude some of us from a heap of ashes. Because today we say with Job, Lord, I had heard of you before by the hearing of my ears, but today my eyes see you because I've experienced you. That is thanksgiving, no longer superficial. It's the true basis for thanksgiving. When our trust is rooted and grounded in the vision of gratitude that can make Job's story your thanksgiving and my thanksgiving.